Marjorie Taylor Greene's condemnation of the US raid on Venezuela has been swift and forceful.
This is the same Washington playbook that we are so sick and tired of that doesn't serve the American people, but actually serves the big corporations, the banks, and the oil executives. And so my pushback here is on the Trump administration that campaigned on Make America Great Again, that we thought was putting America first. We don't consider Venezuela our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is right here in the 50 United States.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who officially left Congress yesterday midway through her term after a very public breakup with President Trump. So what does MAGA and the Republican Party more broadly think about the intervention and the not-so-veiled threats from the White House that there might be more to come? Matthew Bartlett is a Republican strategist and former State Department official in Trump's first administration. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Now, you said that Donald Trump's suggestion that the U.S. might run Venezuela was jaw-dropping. Why did it shock you so much?
Again, this is a president who has come to power criticizing American intervention, namely military intervention, potentially overextended around the world for the better part of a quarter of a century. Endless wars, you're thinking Iraq, you're thinking Afghanistan. So now to hear the president not just taking action, but assuming responsibility for, quote, running another country was absolutely jaw-dropping. We will see how this plays out. We are certainly in the early stages here, but it is definitely a different tone and posture and different actions.
Yes, and then he seemed to suggest that the people standing behind him at that time, including Pete Hegseth and Marco Rubio, might be doing the running. They do seem to have walked that back a little in the meantime. How do you think the MAGA base views the actions in Venezuela?
I think what you just said is key. Secretary Rubio was on TV here in the U.S. yesterday, said that they will be running the policy standpoint from the U.S. and certainly not running the country. In fact, some are even saying this is not regime change. This has been a law enforcement action, taking Maduro, an international criminal, to face justice, and now trying to work with the new president, who's or acting president, the current vice president in Venezuela. So all of that is happening at a very fast pace. So far, the MAGA reaction, I think, has been positive. People like Steve Bannon, the president's former strategist, has commended the military action. It seems as if so far, with the success of the military action, that the base is happy, that there are no boots on the ground, there are no further strikes. But again, it is the aftermath is where questions truly linger.
And we played a clip there of Marjorie Taylor Greene, very blunt in her criticism. How much weight does she have inside MAGA, given that falling out with Trump?
I would argue it is probably diminishing. Noting that not only is she a vocal critic of the president, a one-time friend and very staunch ally, but she is now even exiting Congress. So to see President Trump continue on with his actions, and to see Marjorie Taylor Greene exiting her role in government, I'm sure she will continue to be a vocal critic from outside the tent, so to say. But it is unclear if her argument is gaining traction.
Do you think she's trying to position herself for some kind of 2028, Ron?
I would be highly skeptical. Right now, you know, Donald Trump and MAGA continues to be the dominant force in the Republican Party. At this point, I do not see Marjorie Taylor Greene gaining any traction within the Republican Party, maybe more so in the media limelight that she seems to be enjoying. But all is unclear as we head into a lot of uncertainty in not just this midterm season, but obviously 2028, a presidential year.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Matthew Bartlett, a Republican strategist and former State Department official under Donald Trump. Now, the president is now talking about possible follow-up strikes in Venezuela, even floating the possibility of action against Colombia and Mexico. First of all, how real a threat is that in your view?
Unclear. It seems as if the successful military law enforcement engagement, as the administration is describing it, is emboldening the president. He feels, again, this is a president who, you know, had claimed to be or had accusations of being an isolationist. Now, much more engaging. And when it comes to the narco trafficking, as you just stated, Barbara, saying that Mexico needs to deal with the cartels in their own country, urging them to confront it and saying that he will, if need be. So again, not action against the Mexican government, but the Mexican cartels, clearly drawing a same similar track with Colombia and their drug trafficking. So we will see how this happens. Of course, there's also a notion of Cuba, of the relationship between Venezuela and Cuba, which was a security for oil pact. Now, if that potentially evaporates, would the Cuban government, you know, collapse upon their own weight? So we could see a reordering of the hemisphere. And as you just said, it is unclear what potential actions the president may take.
Well, the Democrat Chuck Schumer says Americans are worried this could become an endless war, exactly the kind of thing that Donald Trump came back to power saying he wanted to avoid. Do you think there's a danger of that?
That is absolutely the risk at hand. Again, we had a military-led law enforcement engagement against an international narco-trafficking, illegitimate dictator. One would applaud that, yet, and again, a very difficult maneuver that was executed flawlessly, and I certainly want to give great credit, but let's also remember that that could be the easy part, that it is the day after, now dealing, still dealing with the Venezuelan government, not knowing their next moves in this new Rodriguez president, whether she will be working in accordance with the U.S. or be taking an opposition point. So yes, this is where the president has said he's open to further military kinetic action, even threatening the new president. She has made some stark comments, yet last night seemed to acquiesce a bit. So again, that is where the true, I would argue, dangers lie in having a sensitive situation becoming a very complex situation with no real solutions.
Matthew Bartlett, thank you so much.